The children that went to Nelson Avenue School, I would say that one of the boundary was probably Boundary Road and Marine Drive. We used to know people on Marine Drive. Kingsway West School was the other school in the area, so I would think that probably everything south of Imperial and Boundary and Marine, what the divider was there, I don't know, but it covered a great area.
Yeah.
You know, there are maybe 10 schools in that same area now, but
yeah,
there was only that one school, so that there was a lot of bush.
Right.
And you used to know people for miles and miles around.
So what would have been the population of your school in Nelson Avenue?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Well, there were eight
there
girls
were eight
well,
in
there
the
were
old
eight
school.
Grades. But
were
some
there
of them
30,
were,
40 in a class?
Oh, I would think there would probably be that.
Were the eight rooms filled?
There had to be. There were the two schools and then the home ec building.
No, I'm talking about Nelson Avenue.
Yeah, there were the two schools, the big one that's torn down, the other one that's still standing, and then the one where the manual training and the cooking was.
Mm-hmm.
There were some classes that they were teaching two grades, but I'm sure that there must have been, 300 children maybe. I really don't know.
About that.
But I do know that even though it was snowing greatly, and gosh, there was a great big storm in the 30s, wasn't there? That
a really bad one.
A really bad one. And my dad shoveled us all the way to school. You know, you did go to school. It didn't matter what happened. School was very important. People from Marine Drive were the only other ones that arrived.
Roarsons. That must have been, yeah, the winter of 34, I think, was a really bad
It was a really bad one. And we were just across the school, you know, in the street. So Dad shoveled us over there. We dried everything in the furnace room and carried on. But they also, at Nelson School, and I guess all the other schools, you started school twice a year. You start at the beginning of September for half. It was A's and B's, like grade 1 A and B. And you could start in September the 1st or February the 1st and start from the B section and then move up to the A section. It worked out quite nicely. So some teachers, I mean, all teachers were teaching really two classes, the A's and the B's. But sometimes they might have got like 4A and 5B to teach. They still had two classes.
Yeah.
But it was through that system that I caught up with my sister. She was a year ahead of me. And I skipped one
term,
or half term, really. At one time, I think that was in the early part of the school. And then when we got to grade 7, they were getting us ready to go into high school, which started in grade 9. And I skipped another half term then and caught up with my sister in grade 8. Or maybe 7 and 8, I don't remember. So the rest of our term in school, we were in the same class together. Which wasn't, it was good as far as friendship was concerned. Teachers had difficulty telling us apart, not because we looked alike, but because they knew we were sisters and were very conscious of this, so they didn't know what to call us. But Mom had a tough time at that stage because she had two sets of books to buy.
The school didn't provide the books?
No. You had to buy your own books at that time, and with two girls in the same grade at school, and unfortunately at that time they called it the new curriculum that came in. It was brand new books. The old books had just been thrown away, and the new ones came in, so Mom had to go down and buy new sets of books, whereas before that there were stores that had used books that you could buy your school books from, but she wasn't that lucky. She had to buy two sets of books.
That must have been quite hard at that time.
Indeed it was. But in return, they sold their books to other children. so that you did get something back from
the
books. Yes. If they didn't change the books, well, you were able to sell what you had.
Right.
So this was important, too.
At least you all had your own books, and you didn't lose them at school like they do now. They don't really care too much sometimes whether they lose them or not. It was very important that you keep hold of your own books and not mutilate them.
Right. What other difficulties did the depression years cause for school children or for people in school?
Well, they weren't really well-dressed, the children, and they're very conscious of the fact if they don't have nice clothes.
Yeah. How did you manage to clothe your children?
Well, I made all their clothes, and I accepted hand-me-downs and altered those to fit, and re-knitted sweaters. We managed quite well.
We dressed like twins. No wonder the teachers had trouble.
My mother was a dressmaker, and she was a great help to me as far as making their coats and the different things like that.
Mom used, in the early days, a lot of flour sacks. Flour came in a rough cotton at that time. If you bleached them enough times, it came real white. We made everything out of that, I think. My sister at school used it for making underwear. Mom even made tablecloths out of them to cover bridge tables. She used them for drying dishes on, I think, and curtains. What else were those flour sacks? Oh, pillowcases.
Pillowcases, tablecloths, aprons.
She still uses them if she can get them.
I can't tell you how old that is, but that's an apron made out of a flour sack. It'll never wear out.
It looks almost like a linen sheet. It looks so good. Golly.
Here's
quite different from...
Here's a pillow slip that's made out of flour sacks. It has one seam to make it wide enough, but you put the seam underneath.
Right.
So that was flour sacks were a great...
That's good to see, because when you say flour sacks, I imagine what we have now, which is different, isn't it? They're much coarser weave.
These are much finer than that.
And we would make bridge cloths or crochet so many of them together to make a fancy tablecloth. I've embroidered these for Christmas presents, you know.
Golly, yeah.
You just did, you used everything that you had.
Did you have a sewing machine then?
Yes, I had an old white sewing machine.
Treadle, of course.
Yeah, oh yes, a treadle machine.
So you were lucky in that way.
Oh yeah, well, I think I only paid $10 for it when I got it. Yeah. I'd like to have a dollar for every mile of sewing I've done on it.
Excuse me. We were talking about the problems children had at school.
The way
they were dressed.
The only thing I can ever remember is that my girlfriend, who was better off than we because her husband or her father was head of the boys' borstal home down on Marine Drive, so they had no problems as far as the depression was concerned, and we were very envious of them because they had matching ankle socks and ribbons in their hair. And we were lucky if we had the ankle socks, not the ribbons.
They were hand-knit.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't think really made that much difference.